Susan, welcome.
Hello. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, Susan. How are you tonight?
I'm great. I'm happy to be here. I want to thank you for hosting this this show and giving us an opportunity to have our questions heard and answered, and to also let our members get some feedback from these candidates. And before we get started, also just I want to make sure I say this. I want to thank all the people who submitted questions, and also I want to give a shout out to the candidates themselves, and tell them how much I appreciate them putting themselves on the line. And also a thank you to Scott Randolph and Mark Allen Siegel, who are no longer in the race but spent some time campaigning. I know it's not easy, so I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Okay, Susan, while I'm bringing on Sally and Maureen, let me ask you just briefly talk just a little bit about the Progressive Caucus.
Well, we started about a year and a half ago, and we're getting ready to go into the second cycle where we have to be re-certified by the state, and we'll be having a meeting, hopefully, January 27th in Orlando. We'll be having elections, and if you'd like information, we're on Facebook, and you can find us at, this is what I have a problem with every time I'm on here, ProgressiveDemCaucusFL.org.
Okay, let me also now bring on Sally and Maureen. Sally, welcome.
Well, good evening, Rick and everyone and Susan. And I, too, want to second what Susan said about the opportunity to come on this show. And the fact is that you're hosting and giving your time and to allow us and our members to talk with and ask questions to the folks that are wanting to lead our Democratic Party, and of course to each of them for stepping out and doing that too. So thanks a whole lot.
And Maureen, welcome.
Thank you very much, Rick. Good evening to everybody. I'm so proud to be part of this process. It really reflects the integrity that we are attempting to ensure for these candidates that are stepping forward to serve our party. So thank you.
Let me ask you quickly, Sally, tell us something about your organization.
Well, we are the Florida GLBT Democratic Caucus, and we have been a caucus for, I've been involved since 2005, and it was, you know, prior to that. So we are one of the oldest caucuses within the Florida Democratic Party, and I will dare say we, along with Susan and Maureen's organizations, we are really one of the most organized and put together, and we have members all over the state. We have actually 13 chapters. We're working on building chapters in every county. We are also going through a reorganization coming up within the next few months with our next meeting, membership meeting in February in Orlando. And we invite everyone to check us out at our we do have a web Facebook page, but we also have a website. It is FloridaGLBTDemocrats.org. And we, even if you're not a member of the GLBT community, we consider you an ally, and we don't know what we'd do without our allies. So we
thank you so much.
All the support that everyone on this call gives us, and we are all working together toward full equality for all Americans. Thank you.
Thank you. Maureen, could you tell us a little bit about your organization?
Yes, the Democratic Women's Club of Florida has over 45 politically focused and active clubs throughout the state. We focus on advocacy for Democratic Party values and especially women's issues. We're very excited to be here and participate in this process tonight.
Well, I thank you so much. I've watching the questions evolve, watching the thinking, listening to the ideas and the concerns expressed. I'll tell you, I am very much honored, like you all have expressed, to participate in this process. And like you, I want to thank the candidates who've offered to share their thoughts and their insight. This is not meant in any way to be confrontational. This is an educational experience. We want to learn from the insight, the wisdom, the professionalism of these fine people who've offered themselves as candidates. And we have nothing but respect for people who put themselves forward in what is always a challenging situation. Do you want to talk just for a moment about any of the overall thrust of these questions, Susan?
Yes, we did solicit questions from our membership, and we had 50 to 60 questions submitted. And from those questions, we had to condense and combine and kind of synthesize everything. They seem to fall into three general categories, so that's the way we'll be asking the questions tonight. I'll take the first set of questions, which will be on more centered on FDP policies and processes. Then Maureen will ask her questions relating to the Democratic Executive Committees, otherwise known as DECs. That's the acronym we use, and we're often bad about using acronyms without explaining what we're talking about, so I wanted to be sure to say that. And she'll also address some specific issues having to do with candidates that our membership had. And then Sally will wrap things up with the legislative issues among our different constituency groups. And then I think, Rick, you're going to ask the final question.
That's correct.
You're going to ask the first and the last. So we're ready to go, I think.
Okie dokie.